the changes came as a result of a spiritual awakening, and he was able to even quit drinking, which was the one thing he had held on to. Unfortunately, to make a long story short, he died young because the damage was already done. But he had already embraced the life of a yoga practitioner. And he started meditating, doing hatha yoga. His diet was changed. He married his soulmate, Alice Coltrane. Mm-hmm. And they had a son named Ravi, who is an incredible musician. Sure. And Ravi's very quiet, like his dad, but it's all about the music. He was raised in an ashram where they lived. So Coltrane connected his music, and you'll hear it in the poem, A Love Supreme, mm-hmm. tells how God and music are all tied together. And many musicians don't approach it that way in jazz.
But prior to that awakening, Dick Sisto recalls that Coltrane's early experiences in music also helped add depth to his newly found spirituality.
They came out of his tradition as a church musician, a young, you know, being part of the gospel tradition. He was a masterful blues player. The blues is actually a spiritual tradition. And he lived it, and his life was changed for the better for it. And he embraced Eastern mysticism, started bringing those traditions together. But we know that A Love Supreme, which is his seminal piece, one of the great jazz records of all time, was an expression of reaching out to God and playing for God. So you listen to, you know, some of those two, Resolution. Mm-hmm. Incredible. They're transcendent sounding. And music's not easy. So when I embraced it, it took some time. But, you know, I'm lucky to have some incredible musicians regionally for this particular concert, in fact. The pianist Steve Ali from Indianapolis played with Buddy Rich when he was really young. Right now he's the current pianist with the Rufus Reed Trio. Teaching at IU is a drummer named Steve Houghton, who's on three or four Freddie Hubbard Live at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco Records, among other things. So he's the real deal. And then the bass player is the first call bassist in Cincinnati named Jim Anderson. And when I played Coltrane with them, it was like, it was heavenly, mm-hmm. the rhythm section. So it's a great group. It's all about the sum of the parts in jazz. It's not about any one person.
And even though Dick Sisto insists that good jazz playing is an ensemble effort, I had to ask whether playing tribute to a legendary saxophonist without a saxophone in the ensemble had any drawbacks or created any challenges with this quartet.
No matter what instrument you play, I think you could play kazoo. And if you really know the music and play it from the soul, that Coltrane's music transcends the instrument, even though everybody thinks of the sound of Coltrane playing saxophone. So we embrace the music as much as we can. And a really great piece of music, it just speaks for itself.
For Arts Weekly, I'm Roger Duvall. Thank you.
Thank you.